The Pitch Sider, pitch side for every game.
Hello and welcome back to the Pitch Sider podcast. Hope you are very well. Been enjoying a lot of the football, a lot of games recently with the return of the quarterfinals, the Champions League and Europa League, as well as Premier League games. We get towards the end of the season. And obviously teams now starting to win competitions, get promoted, and all of that to look forward to. So let's get started this week with the Champions League. So obviously this is the quarterfinals, as mentioned. So on Tuesday we had Arsenal versus Bayern Munich, which ended 2-2. We had Real Madrid versus Man City, which ended 3-3. On Wednesday we had Atletico Madrid versus Dortmund, and Atletico have the advantage here, beating Borussia Dortmund 2-1 at home, and PSG lost to Barcelona 3-2. A lot of games here. A lot of big games, very close, no one's sort of winning. Obviously, the more interesting of the games for English fans are the Arsenal and Man City teams. So Arsenal go into the Bayern Munich game at home, full stadium full of Arsenal fans. And this ends up being a draw of 2-2 after a couple of controversials. Should have there been a couple of penalties in the game? Who knows? But it has ended 2-2. This week, Arsenal do visit Germany and we'll face them in the return leg. Obviously, this is going to need a winner. Away goals do not count, as this was taken out a couple of years ago now. Definitely interesting to see where this goes. Many people probably had Arsenal down to do well. Pendulum might be slightly swinging towards Bayern Munich. This is the only competition they can win a trophy in for Bayern Munich. Arsenal obviously slipped up as well in the Premier League as well this weekend. So whether this is something they're both going to go for, could be a very good game. Real Madrid versus Man City, obviously the final from last season. Man City and Real Madrid both looked very good in this game, scored absolutely well, these all six goals. Going to be an interesting return. You would have to put money on City winning, and they always do well away at home, better than they do on their away form. So going to Etihad for the second leg of the game is going to be interesting, whether they can really defend and keep Real Madrid out. But Real Madrid do have a very good team. Look like they're going to go and win on La Liga as well. This is going to be very good to see. So my money is on Man City. My money on the other game is probably Bayern Munich to go through. On Wednesday, the winter games, Atletico Madrid obviously have the advantage, but do go to Germany for the return fixture. Definitely interesting to see where this is going to go with Borussia Dortmund. Atletico Madrid probably likely to win this, but definitely going away to home to that yellow wall. It's going to be interesting to see how they do. PSG and Barcelona. Barcelona do have the away advantage, so they will go back to home and will play PSG. PSG do have good players in the likes of Mbappe, and Barcelona do have a good team as well, so it's going to be a very close game. All of these games have been very close, but my semi-finalists probably will be Bayern Munich, Man City, Atletico Madrid and Barcelona. So could be two Spanish teams versus an English and a German. So it's going to be very interesting. But any of the teams that got this far have done really, really well. Europa League, Conference League. Europa League starting, we have Bayer Leverkusen played West Ham. Bayer Leverkusen obviously have won the Bundesliga, if you have missed that. They beat West Ham after a thrilling game, 0-0 for a long time. And then Bayer Leverkusen did what they do best and win the game. So they won this 2-0. They now do play West Ham at home in London Stadium. So it'll be interesting to see. Benfica and Marseille. Benfica won this 2-1 to Marseille. Obviously, if the Bayer Leverkusen, were favourites to go through, so no shock there. Probably no shock as well to Benfica. Benfica do have a very good game. One of the favourites to win this competition was obviously Liverpool, but they hit a rock in their season, not having a very good couple of games. They lost 3-0 to Atalanta at the Anfield, so where they're normally good, they weren't able to, so they do have a 3-0 deficit to score, so they will need 4 goals to score to win this game. Can this see another game where Jurgen Klopp will not win a trophy? And the other game, which is probably one of the highlights of this game, was AC Milan versus Roma. Both teams from Italy, obviously. AC Milan are in very good form, have very good players at the moment, so are doing very, very well. So do Roma. Roma aren't as high in the table as them, but Roma obviously have won this, got 1-0 advantage, so they will carry this on through to the next round played this week. In the Conference League, Olympiacos beat Feyenoord 3-2. Fiorentina and Victor Pluijsen was 0-0. Aston Villa beat Lille 2-1, and Club Brugge beat PAOK Salonika 1-0. So I won't go into too much detail of these games, but yeah, Bayer Leverkusen and Benfica, Atalanta and AC Milan are my favourites to go through in Europa League and in the Conference League. Olympiacos, Fiorentina, Aston Villa and Club Brugge to go through to the semi-final. But obviously, next week we'll keep you up to date with the semi-finals coming through. Moving on to the Premier League, so we have a return of football, so run through the games, talk through some of the leagues and that, and we'll get there. Newcastle beat Tottenham 4-0, drew Burnley and Brighton drew 1-0, Man City beat Luton 5-1, Forest and Wolves drew 2-0, and Manchester United suffered a shock draw to Bournemouth, which was 2-0. Liverpool lost to Palace. Fulham beat West Ham 2-0 and Villa beat Arsenal 2-0. So the two short games here were Liverpool and Arsenal both losing, which led to a points gap now. So Man City have now confirmed top. They're 2 points clear following the two defeats. So having a look at the table, Man City are top now with 73 points, followed by Arsenal and Liverpool both on 71, with Arsenal in second. Villa sit fourth with their 3-point gap between them and Tottenham. Tottenham do have a game in hand on them, who sit in fifth with 60 points. Then there's a 10-point gap between Newcastle, who sit in sixth, followed by Manchester United, who slipped down the table after Newcastle went above them. West Ham are in 8th with 4 points, followed by Chelsea, who have 3 games in hand on them with 44 points, joint on points with Brighton in 10th. Wolves, Fulham, Bournemouth make up the next, with Crystal Palace climbing up the table to 14th. Brentford and Everton sit 15th and 16th. Everton do have 2 games in hand around the teams, with Forest sitting in 17th, followed by Luton, Burnley and Sheffield. Luton, Burnley and Sheffield are the teams that are sitting in the relegation currently. But it is close between Luton, Forest, both 1 point each. Everton are in that mix, but they do have 2 games in hand on them, so likely to jump up the table a little bit if they win their 2 games. Everton and Chelsea do play at the time of releasing this episode. But yeah, the shock really came from the sort of top of the table. Most people would have had money on Arsenal and Liverpool to sort of carry on their winning with City and be quite close. Now City have a 2-point gap, and if they win all of their games, they will now go on to win the league. And with 6 games left to play in the league, so it's still anyone's to play for, but yeah, this has kind of shifted the momentum to Man City. Liverpool had, obviously, a couple of weeks ago, had 4 trophies on the line. Obviously, they have won the Carabao Cup. But yeah, they've been knocked out of the FA Cup. Looks like they're going to go out of the Europa League as well to Atalanta. And yeah, after their slip up, they've drawn after the last two games, they've got 1 point out of six. And yeah, it's not been the best form. Maybe the momentum is starting to slip as Klopp is coming to the end of his tenure at Liverpool, and questions who's going to overtake him. Definitely expands, going to be interesting to see. And yeah, definitely going to be interesting to see where all sort of managers go. We might have a special episode next week talking about managers and where everyone might go next week, with a lot of moving around. But yeah, looking at the sort of league, it's interesting. Still very close, between 13th to 6th. There's about 8 points there. Palace can't sort of climb more than 13th, I reckon, now, with six games to go. But they're pretty clear from relegation if they do just keep up a couple of wins here and there. And yeah, interesting one is sort of still Chelsea. Still a lot to talk about them. It's obviously not having the best of seasons. But yeah, having three games in hand means they could get a maximum of 9 points, which would put them up to 53, which would be sixth position. And yeah, with FA Cup coming up this weekend as well, Chelsea will not play this weekend. So a lot of teams might go. Obviously, if Brighton win, they will go above Chelsea if Chelsea do not win tonight. But yeah, they are going to... It could be an interesting one. Likelihood is Chelsea, they do win their game in hand, could get Europe. Obviously, if the English teams do well in European competitions, Chelsea will get... England will get an additional Champions League spot, which will take them down to fifth, which is Tottenham. And then sixth and seventh will become Europa League, and eighth will become the Conference League. So Chelsea's goal at the moment is just to get into Europe anywhere. Conference League would be very interesting. Obviously, a very big club in Conference League hasn't happened as much as people would have liked. Maybe boost it up. Obviously, with the new format coming in, it's going to be interesting to see. But yeah, it could be a good competition for Chelsea to sort of get good games, get players, get experience in Europe before challenging some of the bigger boys in Europa League and sort of Champions League. The only only sort of European competition Chelsea haven't won, but it has been since this format in the last 3 years, has Chelsea have never played in it and probably do not want to play in it. But yeah, most Chelsea fans would take European football. Let's move on to Europe. And yeah, we'll talk through the games and then we'll get through some of the bigger news. So in the Bundesliga, Augsburg beat Union Berlin 2-0. Metz beat Lens 2-1. Lazio beat Santari 4-1. And Real Betis beat Celta Vigo 2-1 on Friday. On Saturday, Mainz beat Hoffenheim 4-1. Borussia Mönchengladbach lost to Borussia Dortmund 2-1. Bayern Munich beat Cologne 2-0. RB Leipzig beat Wolfsburg 3-0. Bochum and Hoffenheim was 1-1. Stuttgart and Stuttgart won this 3-0. Strasbourg beat Rennes 3-1. Toulouse and Rennes was 2-1 to Toulouse. In Serie A, Lille beat Empoli 1-0. Turin and Juventus was 0-0, as well as Monza and Bologna. In La Liga, Atletico Madrid beat Granada 3-1. Getafe versus Real Vallecano was 0-0. Real Madrid beat Mallorca 1-0. Barcelona beat Clens 1-0. On Sunday, Freiburg beat Darmstadt 1-0. Bayer Leverkusen won 5-0 against Werder Bremen, which won them the title. Nantes beat Le Havre 1-0. Clermont and Montpellier was 1-0. Lyon and Brest ended 4-3. Napoli and Fosman was 2-2. Sassuolo and AC Milan was 3-3. Roma versus Udinese was abandoned. Inter Milan and Cagliari was 2-2. Sevilla versus Las Palmas was 2-0. Grande beat Alves 2-1. Atletico Bilbao and Villarreal was 1-1. Real Sociedad and Almeria was 2-2. Looking at the tables in La Liga, Real Madrid are still 8 points clear at the top of the table, followed by Barcelona, Granada and Atletico Madrid, with Atletico Club and Real Sociedad fifth and sixth. Almeria, Granada and Cagliari is all in the relegation zone. In the Bundesliga, Bayer Leverkusen are obviously confirmed champions with 73 points, followed by Bayern Munich, who are in second, joint on points with Stuttgart, and RB Leipzig make up the top four, followed by Borussia Dortmund and Frankfurt in Europa League spots, with Mainz, Cologne and Darmstadt all in the relegation zone. In Ligue 1, PSG are 10 points clear with a game in hand on Brest, with Monaco in third. Europa and Conference League is made up of Lille, Nice and Lens. Lorient, Metz and Clermont are all in the relegation zone. And finally, in the Serie A, Inter are top with massive lead of 83 points to Milan, AC Milan, who are in second with 69. Juventus sit in third with 63, followed by Bologna. Roma and Atalanta are fifth and sixth. And Fossuman, Sassuolo and Santari are all in the relegation zones. So some of the headlines coming from Europe. Knee surgery puts Ferguson's Euro hopes on doubt. Les Ferguson of Scotland, after having an injury after the games. Roma defender Ivan Nicara is in good spirits after being hospitalised after collapse during his side's Serie A match against Udinese on Sunday. The game was abandoned after the 24-year-old Ivory Coast guy collapsed in the 73rd minute and was taken off by a stretcher. He appeared to be conscious after leaving the pitch. The score was 1-1. Felix scored overhead kick as Barcelona beat Caragui. Tusimeni strike gives Real Madrid a scrappy win. And yeah, so that rounds up this week's podcast. I hope you've had a fantastic week. Look forward to some of the football coming up this week. As mentioned, next week will be a pre-recorded episode due to us being on holiday. So thank you for listening, and have a good week, and we will see you soon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.
For all the latest news, transfers and football articles, check out thepitchsider.com. It's the place to be. Contact us on our socials. Instagram and Twitter is @thepitchsider, or via email is thepitchsider@hotmail.com.